This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Our special guest this morning is Derek Hough from Dancing with the Stars, who's about to tour with his sister, Julianne. Hey, Derek.
Hi, how you doing?
Good to talk to you again, sir.
Good, man. How you doing? You good?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Now, you're starting this tour with your sister that's going to go all over the country. My goodness, the number of performances. Is that a daunting task or something you and she look forward to?
You know, it's exciting. You know, I think for me, what do we love to do? And we love to perform in front of, you know, an audience and to connect with them and put on a show. So it's definitely going to be grueling. We have to be at the top of our game and amazing physical and, you know, condition. But it's great. We're excited.
Now, it starts June 12th in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm looking at the schedule. Goes right through the beginning of August, so not too many days off this summer for you.
No, zero. Zero days off. But, you know, it's like I said before, you know, it's something we're very passionate about. And, you know, the show, it's going to be a brand new show, all new and bigger and better than last year. And it's exciting. You know, I think it's one of those things that we love just to connect with the audiences, and we're going to get them up dancing. We're going to dance with them, get them up on stage. And it's going to be just a rock concert for dance, you know, with all different styles. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, you and Julianne did this last year, so what did you learn from that tour?
I think we just learned that, I don't know, we just learned just even more, just solidified how much we loved it, you know, and how much we loved doing it, and it was successful, and, you know, we wanted to come back and do a bigger and better one, and brand new and all new, because, you know, our passion, you know, it's like, you know, our slogan for the show is, you know, motion equals emotion. The way you move directly affects the way you feel. And we want our audiences to feel amazing. We want them to feel inspired. We want them to feel motivated and just pumped up, you know. And that's our goal. That's our mission. And it's something that we're very passionate about and we love doing.
It's so interesting, too, that you're going to be back at Radio City on July 9th, the place where you just were performing all these shows with the Rockettes.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, man. I mean, what an amazing experience to be part of, you know, the New York Spring Spectacular. Such a great experience and so much fun. And, you know, I was really bummed I wasn't able to finish the run because of my injury. But I'm really excited to be back there in that amazing theater, you know, July 9th for the tour. It's going to be amazing.
Now, tell us about that injury. You suffered that while you were performing with Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah, I was in rehearsal. It was a fluke accident. You know, I kicked my foot against this light, and while I was moving around, and then broke my big toe. And then as I was getting ice for my big toe, I just rolled my ankle really bad and severely sprained my ankle. So on my left foot. So it was sort of a double whammy, and super just very unfortunate. But there you go. You know.
Now, you're not injury prone in the past, right? This is something new for you.
Well, I think I'm injury, I wouldn't say prone, but I think, you know, you definitely have ailments, you know, being a dancer. You have, you know, groin injuries or knee injuries or back or neck injuries, you know, but they're all, like, manageable. You can always kind of, like, push through them. And this was something where I was like, I don't know, I can't put any weight on my feet at the moment. There's nothing, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't really push throughable, if that makes sense. Without doing more damage. So.
Now, last time we spoke, which was a while ago, you and Mark Ballas were out performing together. What's the difference between working with him and working with your sister?
Well, I think now, we're all family, but with this, you know, it's just different. I think this show, this particular show, you know, the scale of it is much bigger, and it's also more dancing. You know, it's a. You know, Mark and I went out. We were playing music, and with this, though, it's the majority of it is dancing. But we also sing as well. You know, we sing in there, but it's essentially just a big, you know, high energy, you know, full out dance show.
Well, I don't know how you feel about it because she's your sister, but I think your sister Julianne is one of the most beautiful people in the world. So, please extend my best wishes to her and good luck on the tour with her.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. With Derek Hough of Dancing with the Stars, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Want to move up fast in your career? Learn from people who rose quickly.
How do you get to these people? Networking.
Once you know who they are and you've done some research on them, use social networks to find someone you know who knows them.
Ask that person for an introduction. Most likely it'll be through email. Then all you have to do is follow up.
What should you say? Ask them a question. Ask about something you know they're interested in, or ask for their advice.
Keep it short. Make sure it doesn't require a lengthy answer, but does beg for something more than a yes or a no. Then the conversation can be ongoing.
Move up fast in your career by networking with people who moved up fast. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Television commercials that have little or nothing to do with motorcycles have shots of bikes, steel, manufacturer of chainsaws, and lawn equipment. So what does a motorcycle have to do with selling chainsaws? Apparently, quite a bit. Bikes continue to gain acceptance with mainstream America.
Hell yeah!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute. We see flashes of two wheels and an engine in commercials selling consumer items totally unrelated to bikes, like chainsaw and lawn equipment company Steel, which apparently did research showing that yard work can be made more palatable by showing a couple on a Harley. Motorcycles and commercials for other stuff. Translation: bikes continue to gain acceptance with mainstream America.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road.